it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
A lovely couple today, Justin and Michelle, and they're dealing with a bullying problem.
No.
Oh, it's always so sad.
I'll beat them up.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Let's talk to them.
I believe Michelle won the toss. Michelle?
Yay.
All right, how can we help? We hate the bullies, so what's going on?
I know, and this is the big problem. My son is in middle school, and some of the moms of the boys in his class contacted me and said that my son was being a bully.
Your son is the bully.
Yes, and I am mortified. We don't condone it in our house, and I just don't know what is happening, and I am so embarrassed, and I want to homeschool him. I want to pull him out of that school and bring him to a different school. Like, this is the extremes that I want to go to, because it's just you can't bully in a school and there have to be some repercussions, and I'm so embarrassed, and the moms are just so upset. If you're only being teased or whatever, your kids aren't coming home and telling your parents, but it was several moms.
Okay. And not that I don't know how to ask that question the right way. Can you see that behavior in your son? Does it seem like it's plausible that he's that kid?
He could be. He's very abrasive sometimes, and wants to get his way, and I can see him being I'm going to do this by being mean to other people or making fun of other people.
Yeah, this is okay. Let's get your husband in here, Justin.
Yai.
So what are your thoughts on this? You probably not as extreme as homeschool, but what do you want to do about it?
No, the thing with the homeschool is just or even just taking him out of school. It suggests that if there's a problem, you should just get away from it versus meeting it head on.
Okay.
But that's a whole separate issue. But I think they call it roasting each other. These kids, they're kids.
I was wondering that. Is it a humor gone wrong thing?
Well, look, here's the way I see it. If he was a problem, we wouldn't just be hearing about it from a few I'm guessing are helicopter parents. He's a good kid in school. We get notes from the teachers. He's doing a great job. He's not in trouble. Shouldn't he be in detention or at least be getting in trouble if he's shaking down these other kids?
Well, do we think it's physical bullying or verbal?
What is bullying? Oh my God. It's
bullying was whatever. It's all of it, I guess. But they're boys. What she's describing is just when a kid who's in middle school doesn't get their way, they don't really have the coping mechanisms to be maybe it's my behavior, or if I worked really hard. It's he's just trying to figure it out, and they're going to work it out. And yeah, if there becomes a problem that we hear about or know about, but I've watched him interact with these kids. He still hangs out with them. If there's a problem, why aren't they why are they still hanging out with them? Are they that afraid?
The moms, it sounds like you have heard about it from the moms.
But that's from the, I'm not trying to take his side, but are the moms being
look,
overprotective.
Sure.
I've asked him about it. Like, if he was or wasn't, it's going to be the same answer. As far as if he was a bully, of course you're going to deny it. But like, he definitely stands up for himself, which like we've both encouraged him to do. But like,
I don't
see it being a problem. Like, as far
let me get the phone number in, because I know this is such a touchy subject.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. You can text or call. Nothing pains me more than the sentence I'm about to say.
Okay.
I don't believe in this, and Me Too really kind of quashed it, but like, sometimes boys will be boys. I know. Ugh. And I don't mean that when it comes to the way they treat women, but like,
with each
boys
got
to work it out.
With each
boys
other.
Boys sometimes work it out. And maybe, just maybe, the moms are like, I don't like the way he talks to you. And it's like, yeah, okay.
But there has to be, if you're going to be disrespectful to people, I don't care that you're just in middle school, there has to be some form of punishment, conversation, learning opportunity.
Have you heard them talk? I don't even understand half the words that come out of their mouth.
They're crazy.
Well, I'm wondering, like, I'm thinking about even when I get together with some of my best friends in the world, and it's awful. We're all mean to each other.
So mean.
Because when you're not, if you don't love them as a guy, if you don't love them, that's when you are kind of nice.
Michelle,
you know,
do you believe, like, hearing your husband's perspective, do you think the other moms might be overprotective, or you're just the one getting the calls, so it's on, the emotions are on you?
And I do think that it's our job as parents to intervene in such cases like this. I don't think that we can let them just continue to think that this is okay, even if it is just, quote, boys being boys. You know, like, they should learn now that that's not acceptable, because think about, if it's okay now, they're going to grow up into young men thinking that it's okay. And we really need to.
You just heard from Tiak, it is okay.
But like, that's a fine line between, like, him being truly a bully, which I think is a stretch. I mean, he's bigger than the other kids, so maybe it's like more intimidating, but
is he just, is he the funniest one? Is he just the quickest? I don't know. Cause also there's the element of, like, I had some bullies growing up, or I had people say mean things to me
for sure.
And I hated it at the time, but I learned to work through it. And now I'm, I think, better equipped if someone says something to me that I don't like, on how to handle it, whether I respond, whether I walk away. Like, you only learn that by going through it. Now, I don't advocate that, like, you should bully people, but there's I don't know. It is such
Why
a fine
isn't
line,
the school
like you
involved?
Said.
Involved?
Yeah.
If he's really the bully, the schools are very sensitive right
in
now.
In the way that you're saying boys will be boys, the boys also probably don't want to be the tattletale. So they're not going to the principal.
They're talking to somebody.
And look, I was bullied very intensely in high school, and I wish someone had done something about it.
Or do you? Because look at you now. You're pretty tough.
Okay, but I'm tough because I have three older siblings.
So it would have probably bullied you.
My siblings definitely bullied
you. For sure, for sure. If you read the text, people say you bully me and that I bully you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Well, it's like the word bully is like sort of now a catch-all
for our
sensitivity.
Age, it's more acceptable to go, yeah, you're bullying each other. Okay, but middle school
is harsh.
Like, you are literally being molded to figure out what you believe about yourself.
Oh my God.
Oof.
Michelle, Justin.
Yeah, sorry.
I know this is very heavy. Hang on. Don't move. I don't have an answer. I'm just saying, if the school's not involved, that doesn't mean it's not bullying. But it's like, I was on Justin's side, but then I'm imagining having to answer that call every day.
Yeah.
It's like, your son is being a turd bucket again.
Right. Or the mom going to do pickup. I don't know if, like, middle school you really get out of the car, but going to birthday parties, going to all this stuff.
Everybody's looking at you.
And everyone's like, well, that's the woman who won't discipline her son.
That's
or that's the dad that won't discipline his son.
It's reflecting on her. As hard as it is. I don't know if we can determine whether or not this kid's a bully, but what would you do? Should they just let it go? Should they try harder to discipline the kid? Or do you let the kids just work through it? 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate that's kind of, it's serious. Mm-hmm. It's about bullying.
Yeah.
But it's also getting to a place. Basically, Michelle and Justin are here. Michelle's getting a lot of feedback from fellow moms that mm-hmm. say their son is the bully in middle school.
Like Michelle and Justin's son is
yes.
the bully. Yes.
But the school's not saying anything. That's right. Why Justin's like, eh.
Well, and Michelle wants to go full homeschooling, pull him out.
Okay, that seems a lot.
Right.
But here's the thing. What we need to get to is what is bullying? I mean, some of the people are texting like, bullying's bullying. And it's like, right. But like, there's certain things I don't want to hear. It's not bullying.
Yeah, but I think when you're so young that like a repeated negative insults being thrown your way. So would you like to know how I was bullied? Because it was definitely
what
bullying.
What did they say?
On Facebook, I wrote something on my boyfriend's wall at the time, and then like the entire football team wrote similar things, making fun of me. So it's like they weren't being outwardly mean or hurting me.
I was
going to
say, that's not terrible. I had dog poop in my mailbox.
But they were very, well, yeah, my car also got like...
I should apologize.
But I think that it's like when people are ganging up against you to make you feel bad, that is bullying, especially at a formative age.
Totally.
All right. Well, Michelle, Justin, feel free to jump in with anybody on here, and we're going to try to get you an answer on what to do next. I do feel, Michelle, like with all due respect, I think Justin's right in this one. Taking him out of the school is not the answer. We need to make him bet. Like, removing mm-hmm. him from society, we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. But let's figure out some sort of plan. Carla?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm leaning towards her side, but not towards the part of taking it out of school, that portion of it.
Right.
I would have to say I have a 9-year-old boy, and as he has been growing up, he was very shy and very quiet. And now I've come to see a couple of traits where he can be a bully, but I didn't see it as such in the beginning. Now, I think an important part that we have to see as parents is like, one, yes, I agree with him. There are these parents that are like helicopter parents. And if she could get like an example of like what exactly they're talking about and consider as bullying, maybe he doesn't quite understand that that is bullying and that's not nice to do. I know that that's one thing that I've worked on with my kiddo, that he didn't quite understand that portion or that certain thing that he was doing was considered as bullying.
Right.
And if she can get an example and kind of see, that would be one way to take it. Now, another part of it is you can't just let it slide, especially if it's been really consistent and the moms keep telling her, then obviously it is an issue. It would be talking to him about it and seeing what kind of resolution she can come up with. But I don't think moving him schools would be the choice, because at the same time, he could continue to do it because he sees that he has all these friends. But those kiddos don't, you know, they could be very timid and don't want to say anything. And at the same time, you know, they can consider him, you know, the cool kid, and they'll still want to hang out with him, not really realizing that they're experiencing this.
Is your kid better, Carla, now that you've sat him down and explained to him what behaviors look like bullying?
Yeah. And it's more of like, okay, you know, I saw this, like, what made you think, you know, that this was okay to do? And I've shown him like examples like, oh, that, well, in this case, it's not nice because you wouldn't like them to do this to you, that type of thing.
Right.
I know that it doesn't work for everybody, but I've experienced this from a kid who was super silent to now a kid who could potentially, if I kind of let things go, could be a big bully.
Can I ask, Carla, you said though that you saw him do this stuff, right? Like it wasn't like alleged.
No, and that's why I said if you could get an example of what exactly is happening, because it's like my version of my kid bullying can be somebody else's version of like how you said boys will be boys.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Carla. It's just, I mean, I just want, I know, Erica, you don't have kids yet.
No.
But if somebody accused your kid of something, do you think you'd immediately go, he's guilty? Or would you go,
let's look at all the...
Correct.
Yeah.
And it feels like, and I'm not trying to be mean to you, I don't want to be accused of bullying you, but like, you are immediately taking these parents' side, Michelle. Like, your kid is guilty before proven innocent.
Right, and I think it's because of all the parents that, or the several moms, there were like four that called at separate moments and or texted. And so it was like, it seems like it is true. But I mean, that last caller is right. We do have to do something about it. Maybe I'm being a little extreme by saying calling him out of school, but...
and she's not being fair, because it was the four people was all one incident that they claim that he was being a bully.
Okay.
It wasn't like that he was shaking everybody down or like...
I love that you keep saying shaking. Like he's this
like
classic.
There's a balcony involved. Well, I mean, like, yeah.
Let's get at least one more call in here.
On his allowance.
Right. You're not. Money. He's not. Okay. Brian?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm in the middle. I'm a football coach. And so the best kids that we coach are the ones who get disciplined at home. But don't overreact. Okay. Don't pull them out of school. Don't do something that's a life-changing event. Find something he loves. Find a way to take it away. Find some way to discipline. Old days, it used to be spanking or timeout, whatever it is. Find a different way to discipline, but don't do a life-changing event. You got to find a way to work through life, and discipline structure at home is huge. So,
okay.
Thank you for the call.
I wanted to ask, so as a football coach, you hear probably guys interact with each other. How are they nice?
No. Have you met
your neighbors? I mean, leading the witness, but...
Yeah. And like, are they nice?
Right. Terrible. We all know that.
I mean, thank you for the call, Brian. But what do the texts look like? Are they mostly...
They're kind of all over the place. A lot of people are sharing their own experiences with their kids being bullied. But one is saying, like, yeah, we had to move schools because it was just so brutal. Jeez. So I think you never want it to get to that point. Like, you need to be aware, but maybe don't overreact.
You guys feel a little better? Do you think you can have a better conversation tonight at the dinner table, maybe?
Yeah, I think that we figure out his version of it as well, and just lead the witness, if you will, not be like, hey, we heard that this is what happened, but maybe he will bring it up to us, because that's the other thing. I don't want to be like, you did this and da-da-da-da.
Right.
But
I want to tell him his friends are snitches.
Oh, boy.
We're not doing that.
Happy parenting.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Okay, so I just want to say a couple things. This is a time when T-Hack really loves singing.
Yes.
So it's his time to shine. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean the rest of you shut up.
Yes, sir.
We all sing, but it's his time to shine.
News. News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
I think I just hit a note I've never hit before, by the way.
Somebody did. Is that you?
Yeah, I think so.
It was really good.
Thank you.
It was like a harmony.
Thank you.
I was like, who did that? I thought it was Aaron. She has musical ability. Like you. So
you
that
do?
Was an accident?
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't. I do not really have musical ability.
Yeah, no. Whatever you just did was like a minor ninth or something. It was a cool note.
What's the phrase?
Even a blind squirrel. Yeah.
Finds a nut.
The thing that happened there that will only be visible, like if you go to our YouTube channel and watch the entirety of News or Nope, is T-Hack is now, because I've said he's shining, he's doing like the Jacob Collier calling his pitch with his right hand.
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm trying to ask, can we get this mic like to come down from the ceiling?
Oh, yeah.
So
we can
really
absolutely
can
make
start,
that
like,
happen for you.
Sidestepping and snapping.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Okay. Time to move on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Some very sad breakup news in Hollywood.
Breakup.
Yeah.
Wait, this is one I don't know, and Aaron already knows. What is
it? Yeah, Shaun White and Nina Dobrev have broken up and ended their engagement.
They have?
I'm genuinely shocked. They just got engaged and announced it last November.
Okay.
So like about a year ago, a little less than, and I don't know what happens. It was a mutual decision. I haven't seen a single
thing that says like why.
Yeah. And like they were posting together at a wedding, I think in Italy, as of June.
Were they at Bezos' wedding?
No, I don't think so.
Somebody else got married there?
So yeah, just it was made with deep love and respect for one another.
They don't have kids or anything together. They're just like...
No, but they're so cute.
Is she like? Can I see her? Can somebody show me a picture of her?
You
like,
know,
yeah, she's,
if she's on the market.
And by the way, both their Instagrams still have their engagement post up, which is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just always shopping, you know. I just want to window shop.
Yeah, I thought Tina was pulling it up for you. Yeah,
I am.
No, it doesn't matter.
Here, here.
Here, let's see. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah she's
cute. Yeah.
They're a cute couple.
She's definitely like older than me, so maybe she's kind of age appropriate.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Another ginger news.
What? It's weird.
Because it was Shaun White.
No, I know, but like, it's like, and then you're delivering it. Dude, can you trifecta?
Oh, you.
And then the third, Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Says that he is moving to the U.S.
Now, I even heard that's not real.
Because he has a massive
town.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He has a massive what?
Like a town in England. He bought all of the houses.
He owns the whole town?
It's like, a mini town.
Yeah, like there's a bar.
Yeah.
That he owns.
He owns the bar?
And I'm curious who operates it.
What? Yeah,
I think it's like a compound.
There we go.
Situation where he bought a whole area, and it's kind of that's Ed's.
Really?
Yeah, because then he bought the neighbors. He just kind of knocked on the door and was like,
"Yeah,
how much to get out?
Yeah, give me your house."
Wow.
Ed's not that way. Tell me he's not on your list of the people you want to see fail.
No, because I think Ed seems very authentic to me all the time. Like, I agree. Think he shows he's silly. He messes up. He says he drinks too much. Like I don't think he's really hiding anything.
How many kids does he have?
I think two. Two girls.
And were they high school sweethearts or were they somebody? Did she meet after he was already famous or no?
No, they've known each other since before.
Okay,
I didn't realize that.
Cherry.
I love that. Yeah.
They're so cute.
Okay, well, but he's not really moving here. From what I heard... He's going to tour here, and the idea of going back and forth, he's going to move here just while he's
touring.
Yes, because he doesn't, otherwise he'd be flying back and forth. He doesn't want to be without his babies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And stuff. So, and the other thing I heard is he will continue to pay his taxes back to home. He wants to make sure that the mother country is taken care of.
Gotcha. So, interesting.
It's very nice.
Okay.
You're welcome, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I don't have a redhead story. But everyone is talking about the new Charlie Sheen documentary.
Ooh, I did want to see that.
Yeah, just premiered yesterday. And
is it on Netflix? Where is it?
I think it's Netflix.
Yeah.
Yes. And he talked about, in the documentary, he talks about when he was filming the movie Free Money. Has anyone seen that one? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've
Charlie Sheen had a run of movies that were very, very, very missable.
Okay, yeah.
Like, not a lot to see there. It was just money for drugs.
Well, he was actually having problems because of his drugs during the filming of that they were filming a scene at a bar, and he had trouble staying awake while they were filming. So he went into the bathroom to kind of get himself together, and he came up with a new kind of way to keep himself awake during the scene.
I'm scared.
Was it?
It was not drugs.
Okay.
He found an ice cube and decided to, I think you're going to need the sound effect that Erica hates.
Oh no.
He decided to insert the ice cube.
What? Where?
I got an idea of where it is. On a boy.
Why was he having a hard time staying awake?
I think because of the drugs. He was on drugs and stuff. So he's like, I gotta wake up. So he found the ice cube, inserted it. And it helped him regain the focus to finish the scene. So if I seem a little more peppy today.
Oh no.
It's not bad.
Oh my gosh.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This week, it's been weird here.
Okay.
Like when they turned the heat on in the studio.
By the way,
oh my gosh, that was this week.
Oh my gosh.
That, this has, you're right. This has been a weird week.
And, you know, kind of last week as well. I think that's when it really started.
Oh my God. Are you going to make some weird. What are you doing?
Woo, woo. Woo.
Are you doing. Woo. Are you going woo, woo?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, everyone has been very thoughtful, very caring. Slacker brought in a giant Costco box of
Bobos.
Grape and strawberry jelly.
Weird for him.
He brought Fatty. Yes, he brought in fatties.
I was saying you're eating all my Bobos, fatty.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And it's to share with everyone. He gets angry if we ask to have one. He's like, just help yourself.
So scary.
Erica brought in the Oreo Reese's stuff.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. T-Hack, or I'm sorry, the Reese's Oreo.
I brought,
and then,
yeah.
And then T-Hack brought in the Oreo Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
And in Hold on,
no,
the,
he didn't. He brought in peanut, wait.
The peanut butter Oreo. They had peanut butter filling
the cookies.
In the Oreo cookies.
The Reese's Oreos, whereas I brought in the Oreo Reese's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, yours were Reese's too?
Yes.
The peanut butter was the Reese's peanut butter.
Both.
That's right. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I brought the zucchini.
That was another thing.
Not a collab.
We cooked ours last night.
How was it?
My wife was so happy. I showed her the picture. Like,
today I brought in
Thick
Crunch Bars. Thick Crunch Bars. What's the other one you like? I put some of those in there. It's another brand.
Puff?
No, I don't remember. It's the...
Magic Spoon?
Magic Spoon.
Why did you bring those in? Why did you throw them at Aaron?
There's just so much.
And also, I feel like Aaron was just trying to...
The other day, I mentioned I want to try Swedish candy, and so I brought some in.
Oh, she brought Swedish candy. Right. Are we going
to
do a taste test?
You're listening to Taste Radio. I brought in my stuff, so you guys, Bobos run out,
but
you guys have
like,
other stuff.
I felt like such a terrible person, because everyone is bringing in stuff, and I'm just eating it, being so gluttonous.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely the way we've talked about you in meetings behind your back.
Great. Okay.
Like, I hate when you do that.
She's like a life force drainer. Or what's that word? Vampire. That's the word we used. Vampire. We're like, Aaron's like a vampire.
I would like to.
I believe you're the one who said vampire.
We did not.
You were like, interview, air interview with a vamp. Like, you said something like that.
What are you saying?
You were like, you called her Lestat, I think.
If you're making a movie reference, I don't know what
it is. You know what Lestat is?
No.
Oh, for the love of God. 303-222-5423. It's time for Angry Texts with Erica. Have you watched any classic movie?
No.
Lestat is Tom Cruise in Interview with a Vampire?
I'm not like the biggest Tom Cruise girl, so.
Brad Pitt's in it.
Hmm.
What's the girl from the Cheer movie who said she doesn't want to make another one?
Kirsten Dunst?
Yes, she's in it.
Love her.
She's a child in it.
I get that one confused with the Meet Joe Black one. With is that what it's called?
Could not be less similar.
But it just seems like Brad Pitt's kind of dark and brooding in both of them.
That's a name of a character. That's my cousin's name.
Meet Joe Black is a great movie.
Yes.
It's got Claire Forlani in it. She has the greatest eyes of any human being on the face of...
You've mentioned that before.
Claire Forlani has girl-shaped eyes.
Are we okay? No. What are we doing?
I don't know. I guess we're about to eat Swedish stuff. Yeah, but I was just vamping to get her to open
it.
Oh, heck yeah.
We have to stop. I only have so many zucchinis in my cupboard. I can't keep bringing them in.
I'll bring in tomatoes tomorrow. Anyway, let's go. Let's take a break. And I don't know if I'm going to like these. Oh,
I didn't know. When you brought up Swedish candy,
they
like Swedish fish.
Candy.
Yeah, but I didn't know I didn't know Swedish fish was actually... Swedish.
It's like the texture of it, the consistency of it.
Swedish candy. Sweet and
these
sour.
These are so much better than the other ones I've tried.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Yeah. Mine must have been stale.
303-222-5423. Text in if you want us to eat more. Yeah.
How much THC is in these?
Tune in 20 minutes to find out.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We need to talk about house guests from hell. Mm. Have you ever had somebody... at your house who is just like the worst human?
For legal reasons, I cannot comment.
What? Oh, I know what yours is.
Yeah, there's a story I will not tell today, but there's also a story I will tell.
I once had, like, I probably shouldn't, how do I tell this one? I had somebody staying at my house for a little while. And if somebody's at your house, oh my God, you guys are going to hate, I don't know. Okay, sorry. I'm so scared.
It's so scary.
You let somebody stay at your house. They're going through some remodeling and stuff. And you're like, yeah, oh my God, by all means, just stay, yeah. Stay at her house. And then you do the mi casa es su casa.
For sure.
Obviously, if you want to microwave something, use my microwave. Oh, did you want a little wine with dinner? Yeah, get in the cabinet, yeah. Have some wine or whatever. And then I started coming home and going, you opened what bottle?
Oh, the red one.
Yeah. The one with the tissue paper on the outside that was inside a box. That one? Yeah. You opened that?
Yeah,
you opened
that one? Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of was like, oh, like the first time it happened, I was like, oh, wow, what are we celebrating? It's like nothing. We just
proving a point that that's expensive.
Right. I'm just like, I'm not going to be a jerk about it, but it's like,
also happens one time. Okay.
Okay. Oh, no. It's like we're on vacation, essentially. So we're staying in your house. So it's like first thing in the morning here.
No.
Champagne. And I'm like, not champagne. Boof.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't open VOOF for just nothing.
A random Tuesday?
No. Also, are these people okay?
To them, it was kind of a vacation because they took time off of work because they weren't on their side of town or whatever. But then it's like, so they're. No, it's not people. No. Oh, okay. You're okay.
Oh.
No, God. No. Yeah. So then, again, then that night, and then it's just. They were there for like 5 days and probably drank. I don't want to put a dollar figure on it, but it would
upwards
blow
of
your
500.
Hair. Erica, the first bottle they drank was $350.
Very upwards of 500.
That one? Really?
Dude, was this it's in a box.
Oh, we poured half of it out. I don't even know.
Dude, when I say a box, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying when I say a box?
Like it's in its own box? Yeah, it's in a bag in the box.
Right. It's inside the tissue paper inside a box. And I don't mean a box like what VOOV comes in, like a cardboard box. I mean wood.
Oh, like a...
It's in... Yeah, it makes a sound when you open it.
Right.
What makes you think you open that?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
My stepmother has a rule. We're allowed to open whatever we want. Just make sure it's under a certain price point. So we all have the little apps on our... Like, she's always like,
literally,
I don't
care. Yeah, you just got Vino or whatever on your phone.
It's like, just scan it and just make sure.
What's the price point?
I think it's like, if it's under 50.
Yeah, okay. I would have accepted that all day long.
Yeah, where she's like, I literally don't care.
For the big dogs, every single night.
That's crazy.
I had a bottle of Cristal.
I don't even know what that is.
It's... He knows, probably. Mm-hmm. It's the wrapper champagne. Mm. It's more expensive than VOOV. Wow. And when they opened the VOOV, I hid it. I had to hide it.
You had to.
Yeah.
They're going to pop the VOOV tomorrow morning. On a Wednesday. They're going
to open VOOV and not
it's wild.
To not even, like, I would never open someone's VOOV. Ever.
Ever. Even if I said, mi casa es su casa, it's like, yeah, but at my casa, I wouldn't do that.
Right, let me go get some cooks down the street if
hello?
I want.
Something that's $5.
Also, you really shouldn't mix VOOV with mimosas.
I think I'm in love with you right now. It's one of those things where you're like, you're dumping orange juice and VOOV. I'll kill people you care about.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like making a screwdriver with Kettle One.
Unless it's Christmas.
No, you still don't. You open the Cooks. You open the Kirkland.
The Kirkland.
For
yeah.
Mimosas. Mm-hmm. You open VOOV to drink all by itself.
Now that
sorry, I've just always wanted to get that off my chest.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry.
It was not you. All right. I know everybody's got stories, but we want to hear yours as well. What was your house guest from hell? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I had a friend when we were younger, right out of college, who kind of lived in my city, like traveled a lot for work, but was in my city often. Mm-hmm. And decided I was just where she stayed every time she was going to be in town. No, I am very poor.
Yes.
Very poor, living in a very crappy apartment with a roommate. There's no extra space. And she would show up, stay on the couch, which means no one else can really use the living
room.
Watch TV. We have tiniest TV anyway. And would be angry. I was working very early mornings at the time. And when I couldn't go out on a Tuesday night. It was like, well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to just stay here while you're at work?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what. Yes.
I'm not the entertainment committee.
I'm literally working. I don't know what you want from me. I don't speak to that friend anymore because I couldn't handle. I was like, I can't stay close with you and have every time you come to my city, you're like, knock, knock, entertain me.
Yeah, I would hate that.
Did you have to cut it off? Did you tell her why you cut it off?
No, I just started being unavailable when she,
Have you ever had anybody stay at your house with kids?
Only my family.
No.
I'm going to tell you, like, when it happens, eventually it will happen to you. If they don't parent their kids the way you do, if they're letting their kids just run amok, it's one of the worst feelings. Like, the kids are opening the VOOV. On a Tuesday.
Leo.
I had right after I graduated college, I had an apartment still like in our college town because my wife was, we were dating at the time, but she was still going. So I stuck around. All my buddies left. So for homecoming one year, they all came back and I had the apartment. So I was excited
to
you guys can all stay with me because I have an apartment. Like I'm an adult, like kind of show off. And they wrecked my apartment. Yeah, they broke chairs.
No, what?
Yes. It was like eight guys all staying there. So,
with what space?
No space. And in fact, when we got back from the bars one night, one of my buddies had already made it back home or back to my apartment, kind of. He gotten in the front door and then decided to just call it quits right there. So we couldn't get the door open.
Oh, he's 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's laying. He's a football player. He's laying on the ground, like blocking
you
the door.
Oh my God. Shove the door
can't
hard
open
enough.
The door. So now we've got seven guys out in the hallway, like trying to push the door open.
Oh my God. Boy. Yeah, and then
the apartment manager called me the next day.
Said, oh, yeah, this is over today.
We're not doing that again. I was like, I don't even know those guys.
Oh my God. There was a Reddit thread about it or something. I just have to read this one. They pooped in my shower and blamed it on the dog.
Oh my gosh, I just remember the story. I'll be real quick.
Yeah, go.
My sister had a roommate at one point. This was their younger years. None of them were married, seriously dating anyone. My sister wakes up one morning. She has a dog. And she goes out and her roommate is on the couch. And she's like, what are you doing on the couch? And the friend is like, oh my gosh, sorry. Like the guy I brought home last night was just like being so annoying, whatever. And then she's like, and it smells. I think Joey, the dog, pooped in there.
Please say isn't a Johnny Depp, Amber Heard situation.
Is like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. So once the guy finally leaves, my sister's like, I will clean up Joey's poop. Joey was still a puppy, so this wasn't that crazy. She starts to look for the poop and it's like, hold on, why is the poop on your shoe rack? They later discover the man didn't know where he was in the middle of the night.
So he got up and pooped on her shoes?
That was
pooped
the toilet.
On her shoes?
So my sister was cleaning up human poop. She screamed. She said she lost it.
I just want everyone to know, good luck beating the stories we've told. But if you've had... I also don't want them all to be poop related. No, if there's a way to avoid that. Okay. Or let's just embrace
we'll
it.
Percentage of them.
House guest from hell. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about house guests from hell, and I would like to apologize that I got a little...
Wow, a little?
If someone were drinking the kind of wine they were drinking in my house, you'd be mad.
I don't keep that kind of wine in my house.
You can't keep that kind of wine. But if someone, drank you like a case of your Kim Crawford, you'd be mad, right?
Yeah, the good news is I could afford it, probably.
Right. Robert?
Yai.
Yai. House guest from hell.
All right, quick version. Had a guest stay with me, went to school with this guy. Great guy. He was kind of the life of the party at school, and it was good to see him again. When I said, my house is your house, help yourself to whatever, I didn't mean help yourself to my Louis tray, and he finished the bottle.
Okay. Clearly, Aaron and I don't know what that is.
Look it up. Look up Louis tray.
I have
Louis
never tray. Seen you react.
Oh, my God. First off, you had a bottle of Louis tray.
IESTREYAY,
like,
which
it's
one?
Like three X's.
Oh, I've seen this at a bar before.
Yes.
The prices I'm seeing are $3,999, $49,000,
$11,000. Yes. You had Louis Trey at your house.
And why?
He polished it?
Yep. I mean, granted, there was maybe, you know, 75% of the bottle left, but over one weekend, yep, it was gone.
Granted is, I thought you were going to say granted there was one glass left. Regardless.
No.
No matter how much he drank, that when I say mi casa es su casa, it doesn't not mean like, that. Yeah.
It doesn't mean all my nice things are yours. You don't go and take someone's diamonds because they say no. Mi casa es su casa.
Right. Mm.
That's right. That's right. It hurts to tell the story.
So. You're no longer friends with that dude, right?
No. I mean, we're still friends, but I'm just not as, hey, love to see you, come visit. I'm
like, hey, how about $2,000, baby? Oh.
My God, that hurts my soul. I've
never seen you react like that
when
in
he
my
said
life.
Louis Trey, by the way, which I think tastes like snake piss. Oh. It's terrible, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it says that on the bottle.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Robert. Am I allowed to say any of the things I just said?
Probably not. Sure.
Okay, Heather.
Yay.
House guests from hell. What happened?
Oh, my God. A year ago, my cousins came in from England. Okay, and it's a different culture.
Hack, you're not going to give her a... There it is.
I'm not.
As everybody knows, it's a very different culture over there.
Sure.
And so I get up, I don't know, it must have been like 7:15 in the morning, and my husband's looking out the window, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm looking at two British women on your lawn sunbathing in front of the construction workers with a bottle of vodka. And
what?
And I'm like, what are you talking? I run over to the window. There they are, half naked. There's construction people not doing their work.
Just of course not.
Oh, my gosh.
Not till the show's over. I'm not working.
Frankly, Heather, I don't see the problem.
And, like, you know, they're offering them the vodka and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
So I just,
have a bit of a drink, love.
Oh, my God.
On a nature drive, and we ended up at Mishawa for lunch or something, and they decided they were going to get naked and go into the river.
What?
And I'm like, I am going to get my cousins arrested for a public indecency.
Like, yeah, no, like maybe next time they're in town, why don't you give us a little shout?
Okay,
yeah,
Slacker! Yeah, England, you're right?
My husband
we'll pay for the tickets, really. I mean, and I have vodka. I mean, okay. We're going to, thank you.
I can work construction.
Jeanette.
Yay.
House guests from hell. What happened?
So my ex's aunt and uncle needed a place to stay while they were in between places for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Biggest thing, there was a few things they did, but the number one thing they did was rearrange my entire kitchen.
Oh yeah, God. You don't mess with somebody's...
Like, the spatulas are over here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had two young kids, and food was in all different places.
What?
In all different places. I'm like,
oh, my mother-in-law did that one time too. She
Who
came
thinks
in,
that's okay?
Yeah. She's like, it makes more sense to have your knives here. And I'm like, makes more sense to you.
Right.
But like, I want the
here.
Knives right above in the drawer above right. the cutting board. Like, I know I'm grabbing this and this. Like, da-da-da. Yeah, no, oh, God.
Why is that something people want to do on vacation? Like, I'll rearrange your kitchen.
They think they're paying you back for the service of...
No, don't touch my kitchen.
Right, don't touch
your
kitchen.
Noted.
We're coming over.
No.
This person apparently needs VD.
Voice disguiser.
Sure. Candy?
Yes.
You are disguised. What, your house guest from hell?
Okay, so me and my girlfriend went out one night, and then we get back to the house, and then in the middle of the night, she tells me that she needs to go pee, so I'm like, okay, yeah, go ahead. And then waiting for the door to open and stuff like that, and then, oh, no, nothing's happening. So I hear this weird noise, and I thought my dog was peeing in my room, so I get up, and I turn on the light, and she's peeing in my laundry basket.
Yeah. Now you have more than one problem.
Yeah.
These were dirty, right?
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Time for the diary. Do you know how long it is? I just. I've been so disappointed lately.
It's a good one. Like almost two
chunky,
pages.
Chunky. Okay. Ooh.
And then the last ones have been good.
Yeah.
They're just short. Like.
Last one was literally two pages. Okay. Page and a half.
It's weird that because they seem short, even though you hit these gargantuan pauses when you can't read. By the way, somebody texted the other day going, let her finish before you ask if it's the end. You guys aren't in the room. I can tell by her body language that it's the end.
Right, she starts, I lift my head.
Yeah,
from
she
reading.
Like looks mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
with a nervous look on her face.
Yeah, because like, yeah, every time I get berated and I'm like, again, I didn't write this.
I know, but just if you see the end coming, maybe slow down so you stretch it out at the, you know what
don't
I'm saying?
Slow
yeah,
down.
Okay.
So what happened in the last one?
Her dad is marrying Baby Talker.
Oh, that's yeah. right.
And we figured out her dad's around 57.
That's right.
We did some math because he's 20 years older than Baby Talker Sally. And Baby Talker,
right?
Yes.
And Baby Talker is
10 years to the writer. So we go, Baby Talker's 37 because our writer is 27 and that would make him 57.
It's pretty wild. Like, I don't think we realized that age difference with Baby Talker and the dad. She was like annoyed with Baby Talker, but she never was like, this is a little bit borderline inappropriate.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah, I
well,
guess
she's
I'll
almost
speak
40.
For myself.
I mean, she's still a grown woman.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's 37 years old. Can she date anybody she wants?
I'm a 32-year-old woman. I would not date a 40 or a 52-year-old man.
Why not?
Because ew.
If he loved, if you're saying that Dane, your fiance, as yeah. a 52-year-old man, you
I'll love
him
when I'm 52.
That's dude. That's so wild. You can't help who you love. I've dated women older than me, and I've dated women considerably
yes,
younger than me.
I know, I'm offending you with this.
You're not offending me. I just, there's just a construct in society where we go, it's only weird if you're 34.
Why?
Because then she's 14.
Oh, well, yeah.
The 20-year gap, yes. Yeah.
But yeah. It's like 37, 57? Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're both in your careers. You both have.
Whatever, even
you know?
23, 50.
Well, it'd be 23, 43.
43. That's weird. 23. Yeah. Like you're getting with somebody that really doesn't have, like, they don't
Any
know what life
until
is
their
yet.
Frontal lobe is developed.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to get off on that. Yeah.
Sorry,
anyway,
slacker.
Now accepting applications of all ages.
Okay. Not all ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep them younger.
Okay, I'm going to read today's
You're
entry.
You're the best wingman ever,
no.
Hack. You are the best.
I know what
best.
He likes.
Okay. I'm going to read today's
I entry. Know what he likes. Sorry. Last one was what date?
October 23rd.
10/23,
okay. This is November 9th.
11/9, okay.
I hate this time of year. Did I always? I can't remember. It's cold outside and there's more of that white stuff that is so pretty at first.
Hold on. I just want to say, we don't know if she's here or somewhere else.
We don't.
But now we know she's not in Arizona.
Right. Or yeah. like California. Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's just
more
of
the white
stuff.
Sorry.
That is so pretty at first and then makes everything this really gross brown. It's gray outside, and I think I'm drinking more than I used to. True. There are holidays coming and celebrations of togetherness always just seem to make me feel more lonely. My brother has a girlfriend. Really? Really. She's coming home with him for Thanksgiving. Brave girl, especially now that there's going to be a wedding.
Oh.
It's all Mama Sally can talk about.
Oh, boy.
She actually said, I'd like for you to call me Mama Sally.
No.
Not that I'm trying to replace your mother, but we're family now. No. It made me want to throw up, actually.
We just...
For sure.
Yeah, we just defended her so yeah. much. And then you...
That's gross.
Man. Yeah.
I'm trying to be a good sport since Dad still calls me that, but it's harder than it looks. She baby talks less, thank God. I feel like an... alien.
Oh no, she's talking slower. She's talking slower. It must be at the end.
I won't do that. Looking in on all of this. I miss being part of the action. I miss Mike. And that's it.
That hit anybody else in the
I just got really sad for her because we've all been there. Well, I don't want to remind Slacker how awful it is to be alone at the holidays. But it's sad sometimes.
It's not that bad, but it's just bad if you're involved in group activities where literally everyone else is paired off.
I'm confused because she said that she doesn't want to be, like, she's tired of being left out or something. She wants to be included.
She misses being part of the action. Like, I think she misses feeling like a part of the couple.
Because it's fun to walk into like the friendsness or the Thanksgiving friending where you got your man.
That her brother's girlfriend is going to be involved. Good luck. Oh, I want to be included. Pick one.
Yeah, but I think she's got two. So that's a newer relationship with the brother. Yeah. Now her father and baby talker are in their pre honeymoon or like they're so excited to get married. So everyone's just in this happy
flaunting the honeymoon their love. Phase.
Yeah, and you're like, ugh.
And she's on the downhill slide of.
So do you think she actually misses Mike, or does she just miss?
Is she someone?
Yeah,
the holidays always make it gray. Yeah. Yeah.
But wasn't it Thanksgiving that went to crap last year? With the baby talker? Wasn't that Thanksgiving?
That was when Kim had 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago?
She lived with Mike. So then the following Christmas is when she was like, I don't want all the stuff you're giving
me. I don't want
the
Tiffany bracelet. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that wasn't the same year?
Mm-mm-mm.
It wasn't?
No.
Well,
no, because the falling apart when Kim had her blow up, that wasn't when she moved out?
That was, but that was 2 years ago.
Because then she lived with Mike for...
She
lived with Mike for a full year?
Yeah. Yeah, because she went to see his family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Remember, for Thanksgiving, and she met his sister. Okay.
All right. Well, that was actually very informative. Thank you for experimenting with the slow talking.
Yeah,
let's never do that again.
I hated it.
What is the date of the next one?
November 28th.
So post... Thanksgiving around it.
Yeah, probably post. Yeah.
All right. Find out what happens when Baby Talker comes to town tomorrow.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, this came up the other day. I requested, or I asked if you guys knew your big three in astrology.
I have been waiting for this.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone had to, you know, text their mothers and find out what time they were born and all that. Aaron, still not quite sure.
Yeah. How do you not know what time you were born? Your mom, Cheryl, can't? Sorry,
she just remembers like afternoon. Because
is there not access to an official document inside your home?
She doesn't know where. Oh, my goodness. If you were to see, I love her dearly. She's not very organized.
I don't know where my birth certificate is.
You don't?
It's on the somewhere. Time is on the birth certificate.
Yes.
I don't know where mine is. My wife has it somewhere.
Your wife has yours?
Yeah, because you need it for stuff once you get.
There's not really anything you need it when you get married,
maybe. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Well, I mean, like, Okay, I'm old enough and have been traveling long enough that you used to be able to go to Mexico with it.
With just your birth certificate?
Yeah, you didn't have to have a passport.
Oh.
But you had to have something other than your ID. You had to have a birth certificate. So I had like, diplomatic immunity. You could go in and out of Mexico.
I know where my birth certificate is because I took it.
It's on it.
I didn't know that the time was on it.
Well, it's your birth certificate.
I figured it was just like, why do we need certificates of our birth anyways? I'm here. Right. I'm proof.
I was born. That felt really Michael
Scott.
I can't
be farther. Like, what room am I in? Why do we need? What are you saying?
I honestly get what she's saying.
I'm proof of my birth, so we don't need to document you at all. Like,
why do I need to carry it? Just have it in the record somewhere.
Yeah.
Why do I need the proof?
Anyway, so I did find out what all of our big threes are. Now, we already know Slacker,
Aaron, and I. I don't know what you mean by big three.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is your sun, which is the sign we all know.
What is the... Oh, sun sign. So I'm an Aries, sun sign,
right,
Aries.
Right.
Got it.
Then you have a moon and a rising. And this has to do with where all the planets and the stars were at the exact time that you were born in the sky above the location you were born.
Oh.
Which is interesting. Wow. And it says to shape your personality a bit.
Now, I do like that. It gives it a little more credence because you can't say like, oh, it's exactly the same if I was born in Budapest as opposed to like Longmont, Colorado. It's like, no. The sky is completely different in those two places.
And like the time and the month.
I think, are you 3/14 or 3/16?
14.
So I'm 316.
You were 316. Yeah, you guys had very similar birth times. Many years apart, but okay. Birth times.
I'm right here.
So we know that Slacker, myself, and Aaron are all Aries. T-Hack, you are a Taurus, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I'm like, well, I'm not.
May 1st,
will
baby.
You do this for any listener who texts in?
Yeah, sure. It's so easy. I can just email you like pages.
For real?
But I pulled a few highlights.
You don't have to. Wow. Do you have to pay for this?
No, the one I'm using is very free and probably a bit.
So then you're about to give us insight into our personalities based on a free site that probably is wrong.
It's like a dream catcher. Yeah.
it's a little bit above that. Okay. Can you not disrespect me? So we know a lot about Aries. I mean, for Slacker in particular, it says impatience is a vice. Innovation is a huge strength. Aries love to start anything new. They have trouble sitting still. We get that. Your moon.
But is that for all Aries or just me?
It's for all, but I think we know who it's about. Your moon is in Leo.
About me.
And moon in Leo people want to create and entertain. They love deeply and largely. They can be rather lazy and a little bossy too.
I don't know if I consider you lazy.
I don't consider you lazy.
Yeah. You haven't seen me. Like, I have a gear.
Yeah.
Or bossy, right? Yeah. Right?
Right.
I force myself. I have trained myself to not be lazy.
Okay.
It's a conscious choice for me to not be lazy. If I, like, when I have a week off, the worst thing I can do is take a week off of work and not have a vacation because I don't do anything. I am a flipping sloth and I hate it. Because
I would never have guessed that.
Oh my God, it's terrible. I'm laying on the couch. I'll watch. I finished Lost, the TV show, on like a week off. Wow. There was like...
Isn't there like 12 seasons?
I don't know, but it was a lot. I didn't move.
Okay.
It's like just...
So, like, so far... Pretty accurate.
No, it is kind of accurate.
Your rising sign is Virgo, which I found interesting. There's a few Virgos that pop up here, but it says about Virgo's rising. Many are especially interested and concerned with physical health, which you definitely are.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with
HX. You're obsessed with like, what can I put in my body? Yes. How can I rock? All the things.
Yeah.
And then it says they're also often rather particular about food.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So
there's a certain quality the food has to be for me to put it in my head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
So that's
really good. For a ratchet site?
Or maybe I'm a really good reader.
Oh, you're so good.
No, I did pull out things about each of us though. Okay. So myself, I'm an Aries.
So it says a bunch of other crap and she just circles the ones that fit.
Yeah. Okay. I went through and was like, where do these detect? I'm an Aries. We know that Aries are direct and straightforward. Uncomplicated, which I'm not sure about.
You're beyond complicated.
Yeah. Just like Avril Lavigne. And then it says for my moon in Gemini, it says nervousness and worry are common traits with this lunar position.
Holy
which I'm a very anxious God. Girl. Yeah. But that I'm also generally pleasant, witty, and charming.
I would agree with that.
It pains me to say it, but you are.
Real hard to do this about yourself.
All you people who text in your angry things, you're just listen for a minute, you weirdos. She's yes.
And then I'm also a Leo rising. It says Leo rising people cannot help but be noticed. They radiate special energy and magnetism and gets people's attention. I just feel like that's like what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stop talking about myself and move on to T-Hack. He's a Taurus. Taurus work very hard. They do it with a steadiness that may rarely be considered quick, but they're dependable, plodding, and have a steady effort.
I'm going to give the phone number real quick, 303-222-5423. Text in if you feel like this is nailed. Like, I feel so nailed right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she nailed herself, for sure.
Yeah.
And so far on you, it's weird.
Yeah. Your moon is a Sagittarius, which says there's a bit of a teacher in moon and Sagittarius and definitely a helpful spirit.
Never mind, we're off.
They may forget appointments or veer from their schedules, but... Sometimes they can be considered irresponsible, but it's hard to stay mad at a lunar Sagittarian because they're too cheerful and upbeat.
He's got those little chocolate eyes.
What was it, irresponsible?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you remember setting up a Zoom and that you were the leader of? You're the leader of the Zoom, and everybody's on the Zoom except you. You're like, wait, what time zone?
That's right. That's right. See? Who knew about these time zones?
Nailed it. So what's weird is you are also a rising Virgo.
Oh.
But I pulled you're sensitive to any discomfort or other signals your body gives. You hate being hot.
I do. I hate it. I'm always hot.
You are the weirdest person about being hot.
I grew up in the humidity. And it's just, I know, it's just, my back's going to start sweating. What do you want me to say?
This is literally what it's talking about. Have you ever done yoga?
No, a little. My wife does yoga and I've tried it.
You might be into yoga.
Okay, now we're way off the charts.
Okay, now we're to close. Aaron. Okay, Aaron's also an Aries, a pioneer in whatever they do. There's a fundamental quality of bravery in these people that is unmistakable. Sometimes she's so scary because she's so brave.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bravery or Tourette's, but yeah, sure.
Oh my God. It's not. You can't just like say that.
Yeah. I just did. Watch this.
Your moon is a Taurus, lunar Taurans, as they say. You're into doing anything.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not wise to push you into doing anything, but once you've committed, you're very persevering.
Mm.
Literally earlier today, she's like, once you get me going, I'm gonna nail it. Yeah.
She's actually like the last couple of days, she's actually done her job.
Okay, slacker. Rude. Let's take out the word actually.
Oh, sorry.
And say done her job really well.
Management's really listening today.
Okay. Oh my God. And here's the boring part. She's also, according to her unknown birth time, rising Virgo. So her Virgo is a little iffy, and we may have to get more info. We may need you to find that birth certificate.
Okay. Well,
so I'll read yours.
That's why the three Aries, that's why you're all a little different.
So radically different. That makes more sense.
Isn't that cool?
Because I couldn't be any different than you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
so can
that
we
feels
put,
like an insult.
Yeah.
Can we put the link up or should we not?
To do what?
The link up to this for other people to be able to do it there. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's dreamcatcher.com.
No,
I think
so. No, it's Cafe Astrology.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this, not supposed to talk about it. It's September 11th. 24.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not the year, but how many years it's been.
24 years ago, yeah. Like my kids, I don't think... Obviously, they weren't born, but it doesn't have any impact on them whatsoever.
Because they, oh my gosh, that's crazy to think. Their whole lives, it's been a day that you acknowledge, but they weren't there.
They don't know what we're acknowledging. They're like, oh man, some planes hit buildings, right? Or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think as a millennial, this is the first thing. Like when we were kids, everything happened before us, right? And then this is the first thing that now it's starting to turn where there are kids now born afterwards, and it's like you weren't even alive for that. It's like, but I wasn't alive for D-Day and all the stuff we learned about in school, so not any different, but it just feels weirder. I think
when you witness history,
I
mean, this is a stupid question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Does everybody remember where they were?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it burned into you?
No, it's foggy.
Oh, mine's pretty clear. So my sister and I were sharing a room at the time, because I was, so 24 years ago I was 8, am I doing that math correctly? And so she was like 10, and we were like about to get up for school. But my dad came in and said, like, turn on the light. And was like, I think you guys should get up. I don't know if you're going to school today. And we were like, what do you mean? And he said, something really bad happened, but let's get ready for school.
Because you were on the West Coast. I'm like, when you've already been there.
No, it was like 6 something when the planes
early.
Hit. So it was like around 7 that we were getting up. And I remember going to school and we were all freaked out.
You still went to school?
We went to school and my mom dropped us off and said, we may come back and get you. I don't know. But we stayed the whole day. I remember staying the whole day.
Did they wheel in the cart?
In the freaking cart.
That's what I remember.
And a couple kids got pulled out because their parents, I don't believe any of the kids in my class parents passed away, but were like in the area at the time. So they were being pulled because it was like, we don't know where your dad is.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But that image of my dad coming and waking us up and being like, I think you should get ready for school, but like, we don't really know what's going on.
What a weird line to walk, because your kids are little.
Yes.
And it's like, you don't want them to be scared. Like, I'd never want my kids to be scared.
Yeah.
But informed is different.
Yeah.
It was also like they were showing us the live news at school. And now looking back, I'm like, on the live news, people were like,
you could just see, but it's like, yeah, they didn't know they were filming people jumping off at right. first. It was like, what was that?
Yeah.
I was mm-hmm. like, wait, that looks yeah, like. Yeah,
that's what I remember. I was in fifth grade. I remember the watching it on TV. But looking at the times that actually happened, I think
it was like 9 a.m. New York
so
time, been right?
Yeah, so it was.
Eight for you, right? You were Central time?
Yeah, so we must have just started school. And I think I remember there was a TV in the corner where we all like turned our desks around and they just turned the news on. Yeah. And we watched it. And I don't remember if we went home early that day or not, but I remember when I got home being very scared, like to go in the basement, to go. I just felt
really,
I felt very scared. Just like, I don't know what's happening and the people are attacking us. And I don't like,
I was on the 23rd floor of the Tabor Center, which is where the radio station was.
Were you freaked out?
We were doing mornings and all of a sudden, like, I think we always had the TV on the Today Show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, a plane is hit. I know you all know the ending, so it's stupid to ask this question, but like, you hear a plane has hit the World Trade Center. What do you immediately think?
What a horrible accident.
But mm-hmm. You're thinking it's a Cessna. You're thinking it's some dumbass pilot.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. we're like, oh my God. And then they're showing us like, whoa, that's a pretty big hole
right.
for a little plane. And we're just watching it. And then the second plane live on TV.
Yeah. That I remember that too. I remember it changed.
It was like, and all we could think of, I believe the second Die Hard movie was already out, which is when they took over Dulles International Airport and like they could control, they pretended to be the air traffic controllers and they were like, go ahead and land your plane. And they've reset where the ground was. So the planes crash. And I'm like, something is wrong. I'm like, oh my God, something's wrong with the air traffic control system.
Right.
And the planes are like on autopilot and they're slamming into the building.
That's where your head went.
Yes. Not. In a million years, is somebody purposely
right.
flying? It was. So the weird thing is, and I think I'm okay to share this. One of our higher ups here at the company shared with me yesterday her experience about September 11th. She lived, I'm bad at geography, somewhere near like Virginia, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that would also be close to where like
the Pentagon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She said she and her friends were out on their balcony smoking a cigarette and a plane went overhead, barely above the tree line, but going the wrong way. She's like, they lived near an airport.
So they would see the planes take off.
All the planes coming in go the opposite way. And she's like, why is that plane going that way?
Oh.
And it was a plane that hit the Pentagon.
God.
Wow.
But she, all of them were just like, what the hell? Why is that so low? And went inside, turned on the TV.
Oh, my God.
Because they hadn't.
Yeah.
Anyway. What do we say here?
Well, Aaron, you don't really remember. You just remember the TV coming
in. I remember them pushing in the cart.
Oh my gosh, you must have been in.
I was in first grade.
First grade. Yeah, I was in fifth.
I remember coloring.
Yeah.
And the news is just on. I wasn't watching it, wasn't paying attention.
You didn't get it.
Yeah. It was more so the teachers watching it.
You could have been in the classroom that Bush was in.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
Do you remember his face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the guy comes in and says, like,
we've
we're
been
under
attack. Or something. Yeah.
It's been, yeah.
What
anyway, do you say?
Never forget, I guess.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I was given 4 tickets to an event on accident, kind of. And I only need 2.
Okay.
So I just offered them up in the studio. And
you mostly
seems...
offered them to Tia because you don't like me. And you also know then you'd still have 1 left over.
Aww.
Sad and true. But no, I would have offered them to you, but you already told me you couldn't go to this thing.
Well, I just...
Would you like to go?
No, the problem is it's a day I would go see my mom. It's over the over the weekend, right. I would go see my mom and it's just tough to get back.
That's right. Okay.
Could you bring her?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Perfect. So it kind of sparked a dilemma for T-Hack.
Yeah, because I would love to go, but I just... We're at this weird, we have the young kids. And so every outing or opportunity we have to weigh it against, do we want to pay for a babysitter? Because they're kind of expensive, especially when you go do like a 4-hour thing, right. You know?
I don't want to say what this event is because like, I do not want the paparazzi to mob Erica when she goes. And if they know where she's going to be, they'll
Karin's
just be like,
be there too.
You're going?
Yeah.
Did you just miss everyone that got part? Tickets except me?
I entered the raffle.
Technically, I
what
have
raffle?
Four tickets.
If you check your email.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never checked my corporate email. Okay. I don't believe
so
in that.
You're the problem. But yes, Aaron will be there too.
It's me. I'm
hoping
problem.
We're sitting next to each other. I want to know where you are.
We'll compare tickets after this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the problem is you've decided that you can't go because you do you want to attend this event?
Yeah. Sure.
Is it something you would go to? Like, is it. Is this something that you're
Why
interested in?
Why are you so
in?
Angry when you're asking him this?
If I didn't have children, I guess. I don't like, there's lots of things I would love to do.
Would your wife like this event?
She would enjoy it, yeah.
Okay.
She would? What?
And so, could you get a sitter?
I don't know. It's a little late last minute, but probably.
Okay.
I'll go with you. I don't know where you're going, but I'll go with you. Probably.
Okay. So, it's $100? That's it?
Probably.
So, your marriage is worth $100. Your marriage is worth $100?
At least $100 is what it would cost. Probably 4 hours or 25 an hour.
Yeah, okay.
You kind of round up. You
right,
know,
right.
You know
uh-huh. So going out, getting a free ticket to an event and spending time with your wife, and now it sounds like everyone on the show except me, is not worth $100.
It's a little more appealing now.
Yeah, yeah. The tickets are next to me.
Oh my God, I will thump you.
No, but... Where I thought Slacker was going to go with it, AHAC works from home, right?
Yes.
How often do you have to pay for daycare?
No, that's where I'm going.
Oh, okay.
No, it's go ahead.
Is that?
Yeah. How often do we don't pay for daycare?
Oh.
Yeah, because she's busting her hump all day, like working.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, she's not, doing what? Yeah, busting her hump. He's from Iowa. It's something they say.
Okay.
That's the women in Iowa all have humps, apparently. Are they dromedary or...
So shouldn't she get a night out?
She should. She was the one who said it's probably not worth it to pay for the sitter. Because we will still be together as a family.
Does she want to go with Slacker?
How about that?
Maybe.
I'm willing to pay $100. I'll give you $100 to watch your stupid kids while I woo your wife.
Okay.
Can I send you the invoices from my divorce attorney?
Oh.
Can I show you how much that costs? Do you know how much a divorce costs?
I don't think
That's
I want to know.
The cost of hatred, isn't it? Not love?
Well, perhaps had we wooed each other a little longer, maybe invested in the relationship a little more. I don't know, drop $100 to spend 4 hours together watching a great show. Maybe we'd still be together. Doubt it. But maybe in his case, they would still be.
Yeah.
She does bust her nasty hump. The gross deformity that she has from being a former Iowan.
I can't believe you're saying that.
No, I'm just
what
sweet.
I said.
Yeah. He's the one who started the hump.
Yeah, that was a weird thing
my humps,
to say.
My humps.
Text in. All
She's
the people working hard, busting
hump.
Your humps out there, text in. I know that's a...
That's I'm a just phrase. Saying, to me, you're the guy who professes buy flowers on a Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Take your wife to a show. Arrange the babies. Take your wife.
We do sometimes. It's just not all the time. We have to weigh every time.
Last show. Last thing you did.
That wasn't work related.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think.
I'm over here so nervous.
No,
you guys are all making me so nervous.
That's right, because you don't think. Are you? You. Here's the thing about you, Erica. You have a responsibility as well. It's not the same as a kid, even though you think it is. You have your dog.
Right.
But you and your fiance absolutely date each other constantly.
Oh, thank you. That's
constantly.
So nice. Yeah,
it's like you're out at a brewery, you're out at a farmer's market, you're out at Inglewood Days and don't remember anything after that.
Yeah, real like, blacked out that day.
But like you're doing that.
Yeah. We're constantly on dates.
And I think T-Hack does a great job of wooing his wife within the walls of their house.
And when you have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
But you Very still nice. Got to do it sometimes. Yep. You still got to do it. You still got to get her out of the house. And even if you don't tell her, it's like, you know what? I got us tickets and babe, I already arranged
this. Isn't it wife first, kid second?
It should be.
It is. And my wife said it's probably not worth the $100.
But
here's the thing. If you asked her, do you want anything for Mother's Day? She's going to go, no, you don't have to do anything.
Mm.
It's probably not worth $100. And to which you say, you're right. It's worth $1 million to me. You're worth everything to me.
But are we so past my wife and I's our relationship that we don't have to go out anymore? We've gone out. We've done everything. We've gone to concerts.
Would you like me to give you my attorney's name or her?
Oh my God.
You can't be past it. Don't be past it.
That we'll be so happy. Just, you know what? It's a Saturday. We'll just hang out with the kids.
But you'll be so happy if you go to the show. You'd be so happy. You'd be doing something different.
It would be fun.
I feel like you're bullying him into it.
I'm fascinated because without trying to be cheesy, I look up to you. And at this moment, you're disappointing me.
Mm.
In your relationship, you do all the right things. But this one, you're too comfortable. I think you're too comfortable.
Mm, okay.
Please. All I want is a video clip of Erica's face going, I'm uncomfortable. Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story of, you can do this to get away, like to run. I'm intrigued.
Okay.
I have a story. The 10 items or less line at the grocery store. They're not joking.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go!
There was a long line at the.
Okay.
There was a long line at the checkout at the grocery store down there in Florida.
Mm.
A 65-year-old man said, "Hey, excuse me, I just have a couple of items. You mind if I cut ahead of you?"
Oh, you old geezers think you can just get ahead.
The couple declined his offer. They said, "Get back there, you old man."
Okay.
So Daniel tried putting his stuff on the belt. Anyways, kind of tried cutting. They were like, "No, get back. What did we just say?"
No cuts, man. Yeah. No cuts.
So he got upset. He left his cart and he stormed out of the store.
Oh.
They thought, okay, that was weird. Got even weirder because he came back. This time with an 11th item, bug spray. He started spraying a couple in line with bug spray.
What?
In the face.
He sprayed them with a toxic chemical?
While they were loading their things into the car. Cops were called. They tracked him down. He was arrested and charged with a couple of counts. He was really bugging them.
When the cops showed up, they said, "What's the buzz?" Cricket. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
This show is unlistenable.
Well, we don't have to listen to it.
Okay.
My story is out of the seas of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico!
Whatever water's there.
Yeah.
There's a man who, he on cruises, you know, you can kind of gamble a lot.
Yeah.
He gambled up to $16,000 worth.
I'm sorry.
$16,000 Correct.
Okay.
A gambling debt, and he realized, I don't have the money to pay that. So he decided just to dive on into the water to escape his debt.
He jumped off the ship?
Off the ship, into the water. And he was picked up by a passerby on a jet ski. Sir, are you drowning?
By a passerby on a jet ski? Was that person his getaway car?
No, because then he got busted. But I'm really confused because it said that he was carrying over $14,000 in cash.
Yeah, he did have $16,000 though.
He's
$2,000
so
short.
Give the $14,000 cash and I bet they let you off with the
tip. No, I don't think so. Mm.
Now it's all wet.
Bail off the cruise ship.
Oh, man. Yeah, now he's facing a $250,000 fine.
Mm. Hey, he can't afford that, so he's going to jump. All right.
Those?
Okay, well, yay.
For all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.